Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and welcome to Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. This is Kathy Hohmeyer, and I am broadcasting from my beautiful, it's actually gorgeous outside right now, so I'm saying beautiful. We've got the colors, it's fall, the Adirondack Lake Clear Lodge and Retreat in Lake Clear, New York. We're just about a half an hour from Lake Placid if other people need a directional location there. And I am talking today with Dan Sullivan. Dan, are you there?
I am, Kathy. Hello.
Hi. Hi, we got you. Okay, what we are going to tell you guys about is our second annual, right, Dan? Feel Good to the Bone Retreat for 2015.
Yeah, last year was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to our new and improved, even better.
Okay. So do you want to start off, Dan? First of all, the dates are October, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so Friday. So we're doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is in a few weeks, and we wanted to tell you what was going on for the weekend. Friday, I'm just going to give a synopsis, and then, Dan, maybe you can chime in and tell us a little bit more about the bulk of the weekend. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay, so Friday is kind of a meet and greet. You're welcome to, in general, folks are welcome to come for the day or to come for the weekend. We do have a special rate of a $69 room night, and then you can add the activities that you wish. So Friday, if folks are coming, it's kind of an open house meet and greet, come to see what it's all about, fireside. So we'll be having that on Friday night. On Saturday will be the bulk of the workshops and any private sessions that you'd like to do or just coming out and listening to see what it's all about. If you're staying as a guest or as a guest for the retreat itself, we have 25 acres here that you can roam. You can relax on the property, walk the trails, sit fireside, and use it just as a mini retreat for yourself. And then on Sunday, we'll kind of be a recap with breakfast and bonuses. So that's it in a nutshell. Dan is going to talk about more about zero balancing and staying balanced for the body with body work. I'm going to be doing some bone health, some bone broth cooking, and a little bit more. So, Dan, would you like to tell them about what you're going to be presenting?
Sure. Actually, I want to back up a little bit and say part of the reason we chose Halloween is because it's the perfect theme for zero balancing. Zero balancing aligns structure and energy on the level of the bone. And a couple of years ago, the Zero Balancing Health Association had a poem contest. And I just want to first read mine, which was a spirit's body and bones were hard as a rock, holding tension around the clock. He would touch the interface. Peace and harmony being the grace, love of zero balancing became the walk and the talk. And my story is already recorded by you and can be found on my website, adkmassagecruise.com. But another zero balancing practitioner who's a faculty member, her little poem was, there once was a skeleton walking in a world that was much too shocking. ZB touched her spirit. It feels good to share it. So softly, she keeps on talking. So zero balancing is getting a little below the surface. And Halloween time, it's great. We can see what's on our face, or maybe there are masks on our face, and we can go a little bit deeper. And the way I address health is, being able to go deep from body touch into the level of the bone, whereas part of the reason I'm partnering with you is because your training is as an occupational therapist and you're a real food chef, and you're helping health from the digestive system, nutritional aspect of how to prepare foods and foods that will be good for your bone.
Yeah, and what you said before, I just wanted elaborate on what you said, that you can find your synopsis. We did one on Blog Talk Radio, and I will post that both on Facebook and Dan said it was on his website. We did do an introduction to zero balancing. So if you want to know more about what zero balancing is all about beyond what we're saying today, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and look for the zero balancing episode with Dan and I, and I'll post that as well. We do have an event page on Facebook, and we also have an Eventbrite link, which I will post within this within the links down below this show, so you can go to them. And so, yeah, thanks, Dan, for mentioning all that with the bone health and the cooking. I just find that a whole lot of fun to share with people and with people who don't know how to cook traditional foods that made people healthy years ago. We're finding the traditional foods that people did quite a few generations ago now, it's what is really needed to make us healthy again after we've kind of disconnected with our food sources and the way that we've grown our food. So that's a whole lot of fun for me.
Well, but the nice thing about having this as a retreat experience is how holistic and integrated it is, where we'll be able to complement each other's expertise and people can commune with nature and have that authenticity of being with nature at an authentic, great camp that's still public in the Adirondacks.
Yeah, and you could tell by Dan, I'm talking to the audience here, the people who already got it from Dan's kind of tone. We're trying to make this fun, too. Take a little scary out of learning to stay healthy. Explore a few things that you might not have explored before and see if it resonates with you. There's so many great things to do out there, and Dan and I even have a few more tools in our toolbox to show you as well. So it's all about exploring and trying something that you may not have tried before.
So Friday night is the perfect time to come if anyone's curious, because we'll have books as a library, there'll be various tools, we'll have some techniques, it'll be a very informal eat and greet, healthy happy hour. And then on Saturday, that's when I'll get more into the zero balancing discussion, what it's about, do a demonstration, and you'll have your bone broth soup demonstration, and we'll have that for lunch, as well as other bone health nutrition tips and techniques. And then if anybody's interested in a seasonal Halloween activity, the Great Adirondack Corn Maze is just 8 miles away. You could go either Friday or Saturday. And then for people who want to get a little more adventurous in spirit, Kathy has some surprise techniques that she'll be sharing and doing on Sunday as well.
So what I want to do is I'll put this out so people can book the lodging. They can book their activities, and that can be separate. If you have, I'm going to give our contact information, Dan, so if anybody's hearing this and has any questions, they can contact either one of us. I'll give mine, and then maybe you can give yours. My website for the retreat itself is www.lodgeonlakeclear.com. And the phone number here for either the lodge or myself is area code 518-891-1489. And Dan, whatever information, contact information you'd like to give out?
Sure. My website is adkmassagecruise.com. I'm also on Facebook, Dan J. Sullivan, as well as my business, Adirondack Massage Therapy. And my telephone number is 518-572-1881. And I hope everybody comes to let shed stress, just like the leaves are. The trees are losing their leaves. That follows a great opportunity to shed some stress.
That's right. Leave some stress behind, right?
Right.
Okay, well, as you can tell, Dan and I are hoping to have a whole lot of fun at this, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or if we see you all three. I would love to be your hostess here at the Lake Clear Lodge, and I hope to see you there. And contact us if you have any information. We're happy to answer questions either way.
Thank you, Kathy, and I hope everyone joins us.
Okay, see you later, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Okay.